Are there, I'm just wondering, are there names for different thicknesses of ice? Do you have a name for like thin ice or real thick ice that might grow in a pond? Folks have names for things like that?
No.
Okay. What do you call it in the spring when it begins to warm up? They have a name for that when it warms up and the snow begins to
spring thaw, I guess.
Okay. And if it's been a real calm day and no wind, and all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, what would you say to people? You'd say the wind is really beginning to picking up?
Yeah, I guess you use that term, yeah.
Is that what you would, is that what people would say?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And how about if it's been windy all day and then it kind of stops, gradually decreases, what would people say?
Oh, wind kind of gone down.
Okay. Okay. That's helpful, those kind of expressions, to see what people say. And during the summer when it gets kind of hot, and maybe if you're out with some friends, and you might say to one of them, boy, today it's been hotter than...
Hotter than hell, okay. Yeah. And but I don't know. I never was there, so...
How about during the winter, if it was real, real cold, and you'd come in, you'd say, boy, today it was colder than...
Could say a lot of things.
Well, what would some of them be?
Colder than blue blazes, I don't know, but that wouldn't be right, but I've used that expression.
I've used that too, actually.
Yeah. But it shouldn't apply because blue blazes would be warm, but then it's a term I've heard, yeah.
Okay. How about if it was during the summer, do you ever have a time when there's no rain for a long time?
Yeah, dry spell.
Okay. Do they ever have another name for that? What would they call that besides dry spell? Would they ever call it a D-R-O-U-G-H-T?
Yeah, well, drought. Drought to me would mean more of a longer period.
Okay.
You know, not just, we have a dry spell here in June, maybe for a couple of weeks, but a drought would be like they've had over here on southwest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has, they've had a drought over there for 2 or 3 years, and then it's up in North Dakota. They've had a terrific drought up in there, too.
During that time, you might say it's drier than... If you were talking to someone and trying to tell them how dry it is, you'd say, boy, it's today, or this summer, it's just been drier than...
drier than a corn cob, I guess.
Okay. Are there different kinds of cultivated grasses that grow around here or that you might have grown on the ranch? Maybe as feed?
Well, timothy grass is one that is a cultivated grass, and then there's crested wheat grass is one that they grew. I don't know whether they grow that so much anymore. Mm-hmm. Then there's orchard grass that they grow, and there's another one, a friend of mine down here has grown, I forgot what the name of that is now. It's a new one.
Okay. What would you call what would you call maybe something, not a weed, but a good crop that came up without being actually planted that year? It came up by itself. Would you ever say volunteer?
I was going to say volunteer, yeah. Of course, they could be volunteer this and volunteer that.
Can I get you to pronounce crop for me?
Crop.